All right, we are on week 16 of Defending the Faith, a period which has been called the Reformation or Reformation. Now, this era, as you might guess, and we'll talk about towards the end of the class today, has not a whole lot of import in terms of apologetics towards those outside the church. As I've mentioned before, the earlier portion of church history, the first portion had to do with apologetics in the setting of persecution, and then in the fourth century, the church was experiencing success and victory. The apologetics were related to the victories of the church. In the seventh century and onward, after the beginning of Islam, apologetics were largely directed towards Islam. But for most of the Middle Ages, the church could be quite comfortable in Europe and didn't have a whole lot of apologetics to do apart from Jew and Muslim. By the time of the Reformation, 14th century onwards, the Reformation starting in earnest in the 16th century, the church had begun an argument with itself. And so apologetics, if you could call it apologetics, at the time of the Reformation, was really a defending of the faith from within the faith. And both sides were involved in a Reformation. You're familiar with the Reformation, and you may also be familiar with what has been called the Counter-Reformation, also sometimes called the Catholic Reformation. And that is a Reformation within the Roman Catholic Church that happened, you could say, in response to the Protestant Reformation. You'd think we would spend all kinds of time in the Reformation. We're not going to. Because for apologetics, it's not that heavy a period. And so we're going to talk about a family feud in just a moment. The Lord